When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Craig Breslow yesterday. Is that, Curtis, is that Craig Breslow trying to tell you that, or trying to indicate that he is not allowed to be uncomfortable with the amount of money that he spends?
I honestly, it's just a lot of words with no substance. I mean, and Tom Caron, by the way, you ever want to see the greatest way to adequately show people just what's happened with the Red Sox? I don't know if you guys saw it, but Tom Caron was covering the Penguins this week for Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
No, I didn't see that.
On social media, you could see Tom Caron, nothing personal to him. Yeah. Not, I mean, he's doing money, he's getting great. Paid. He's a great guy, all of that. But that's what we're doing here. We're streamlining Nesson into a Pittsburgh Penguins operation while saying we don't have the money to pay for players because we spent $800 million to buy a hockey team. And what Craig Breslow's doing, I'm sure if it were up to him, he would sign these guys.
Right.
He's just doing the bidding of an ownership group that wants to be not transparent with their fan base.
But he doesn't want to sign Bregman, right? Cora and Kennedy both wanted him, but he allegedly is the one that, you know, and this is all reports, doesn't want to spend the money.
Right, and Robert Kraft wanted to sign everybody. It was Bill who didn't, and you guys don't buy that, right?
And for so long, they made it seem like it was Heim Bloom who, though, didn't want to sign guys, was all about analytics and didn't want to spend too much money. And then they go and get Craig Breslow, who seems to be doing the same exact thing. So at a certain point, you need to stop looking at the people that they're hiring and who is the actual hirees.
I'm interested in the diehards because, like that text that came in during the break. 617 text, partial season ticket holder, and our payments and renewals were due right as they were going after Soto. It was hard to pay that, but there was a hope that things would be different, and now I'm angry. And then the other text that 603 text from New Hampshire. It looks bleak as a diehard Sox fan. Mm. I am losing faith.
Well, that's your homeboy, like, Baseball Brett. He's a diehard. You know, where does he stand?
Like, he didn't want them to spend that much on Juan Soto, though.
No, he didn't want that, but I'm sure he's pissed that they have done nothing and you're running out of time and you're running out of available legit players who make a difference for your franchise.
And you know what people have been reporting, Greg, is that teams have been using the Red Sox statements about how they were going to spend against them after they lost out on Juan Soto. So because they've been so horned up to get ahead of a good signing by telling the fans they're going to make one because of the low ticket sales, they now are putting themselves at a competitive disadvantage because teams know they have the stack of cash that they're trying to spend, but they don't want to overspend, which means the guys that they want are going elsewhere.
They have to sign two of the remaining top free agents. They have to sign, whether it's
Wouldn't you want the best players first?
No, but you missed out on Soto. So let's say Soto's the best
and Evaldi, a guy that pitched great here. Would have been a good signing.
But in the diehard baseball world, the best bat was Soto. You missed out on him. The best pitcher is Burns.
But they're not. You just heard a report from the MLB Network that they're not going to pay for Burns.
Well, that's my point. If they don't, then anybody who...
And do you really think, based on what you're going to now have to give up for Garrett Crochet, they're going to be willing to part with all those assets?
No, well,
and
they said they would.
No, and Greg, in your experience, your vast, legendary Hall of Fame career, when people tell you about what they're going to do, they rarely do it.
No, they just do it. They let the action do the talking.
Right. When the Red Sox were first purchased by John Henry, Lucchino, and Warner, they just went to win. We didn't question it. We may have said, oh, why'd you sign X and not Y? But there was nobody yelling that they weren't spending. Now, all they're doing is telling everybody with a microphone how aggressive they're going to be while losing out on the best players.
But I think this time, they run the risk of alienating everybody, Curtis. Yeah.
Greg, like, they already have.
No, they haven't.
There are some people that were hanging on.
Look at the TV ratings.
I know, but look at some of the diehards, like the legit diehards who've been there for a while. They've been hanging on, waiting for something.
Baseball Brett's a perfect example.
Is Curtis kind of a diehard, though?
I love the Red Sox.
I don't really. I look at Curtis, and I think that Curtis has been a fan of the Red Sox for quite some time.
Longer than any team.
Ken's a bigger diehard. Yeah. Okay. Ken thinks they're still going to... Yeah. He thinks they're going to go get burned.
But I think
Curtis knows a lot about the Red Sox.
I think being a diehard doesn't mean that you give them your loyalty no matter what. Right. I think being a diehard means... It bothers you when the team doesn't do what they should be doing. And the only way that this ownership group turns it around is if they put a great team on the field. Sam always says it. He goes, in 2021, nobody was saying we were interested in other places. And he's right. So that can't be the exception to the rule, though.
No, but you'll lose the baseball Bretts. You'll lose those guys if you don't get some of these top available free agents that are left up out there. And if you're not paying them, if you're just running it back with the same old cast of characters.
This is Paul from Plymouth. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too.
Good. Good. Thanks. Yeah. So, listen, I just wanted to weigh in real quick. You know, I talk about this all the time with my buds. And, you know, I understand what you're saying. The Henry Sports Group is probably overextended. I get it, but let's be mindful that this ownership delivered four World Series in the last 20 years, something that had not happened prior in a very, very long time. So, you know, it's very competitive out there. There's lots of money being spent, and I mean, I know they need to spend some money here, too. I mean, I said on my Facebook feed last night, you know, when are they going to do something? And I share your sentiment.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
But I do remind myself, you know, for 4 World Series in 20 years, I don't think there's another team in Major League Baseball that's done that. And I could be wrong because I'm not a stats guy.
How long are you willing to wait for them to be competitive then?
Oh, I think they're close. I think they've got a great young nucleus of players, but I think they do need to do some of these things, like sign, you know, Soto or, you know, this guy, the Fried guy that the Yankees just signed, or Bregman. They definitely need to bring some serious talent to the table to cross the line. Yeah. And I think that's why Cora stayed, and I think this is what they need to do. But, you know, back to what the points you guys are making, you know, they definitely got to do something because right. I want another World Series in another 5 years, right?
Yeah. Oh, another 5 years. Why rush? I mean, they've won four. You know what the Red Sox
that's
are?
That's what they'll give you, though. I think there's still fans out there that believe that.
A timely movie reference for you, Greg.
Yes.
The Red Sox and Sam Kennedy are Clark Griswold in the roundabout trying to go Big Ben Parliament. They're just looping. They're doing nothing. They are stuck. They are terrified of spending money. They're terrified of the fans' reaction, so they're stuck in this position where they're the interest kings.
Because we did
also,
it with Bill.
Is the easiest thing to do in Hollywood to write a script for a Hallmark Channel Christmas film? They are all the exact same movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's
it's the exact easy. Same thing yep. where there's two people who used to love each other and right. they don't love each other anymore, or they still love each other, they're not together.
Right.
And then all of a sudden there's some weird person that you know is like an angel
right.
that is sent from Santa Claus mm-hmm. and the angel interferes and gets them back together. And then like that's every single one of those films.
And it's beautiful.
That is it.
But there's 100
of
them.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There are.
Oh, they're everywhere.
They introduce 50 new ones every year, and no disrespect, but mm-hmm. you and your ilk
yeah.
sit down and eat them up, bawling your eyes out. It's the same movie every single time.
There's a new Netflix one that just dropped, and it's about a girl who goes to London to visit her sister, and her sister's getting engaged, and the fiance's brother is a professional footballer, mm-hmm. and she doesn't know that he's famous, and they fall in love.
They just changed the city where it happens. Right. It's the same movie every single time.
I mean, to be fair, I've been in the mornings on EEI for 12 years, Brady and Bill, pretty constant. I mean, I can't rip reruns or similar storylines.
I mean, they're on BET too, where you know the only difference there is somebody's usually singing by the end of it, you know, singing their favorite Christmas tunes, and you know, I haven't seen so and so forever, and or maybe you know what, we don't love each other no more, and all of a sudden,
and then the angel person who brought them together disappears suddenly, and everybody realizes he or she was an angel, and it's like
it's the Nate.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the season.
Right. I mean, who could forget Emily in Paris? That was a wonder. Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.